from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time champions. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Wayne Larrabee, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm Wayne Larrabee, along with Lance Allen, and we've got the head coach of the Green Bay Packers here. Mike, congratulations off a pulsating 28-27 win over New Orleans. My goodness. Yes, absolutely. I don't know what it is, but whenever the Saints and Packers get together, everybody gets their money's worth. A lot of points and a lot of yards in those games.
Well, they're a very good football team. I clearly understand what the record is. We knew this game was going to be a tough game. So can't say enough about Drew Brees and their offense. They were definitely a challenge for us. But, hey, it was about responding. Coming off of Monday night, our team did that. I'm very proud of their performance.
What was that like, Mike? The whole week, obviously, you mentioned it on the show last week, that it was a different week after Monday night. How proud are you of those guys, like what you said, and just their response and how they reacted to this?
Well, I'm proud of the players, most importantly, because, frankly, in my opinion, they won the game on Tuesday and Wednesday. There's so much that goes into preparation for a football game, especially coming off a Monday night game on the road from the West Coast. So, I mean, that's a challenge. And it's so important to channel all your energy and your focus into the next opponent. And we could have easily wasted a lot of time, energy, and emotion on something that was over with. We couldn't control, but we didn't. The players did a great job focusing on the Saints.
Mike, a number of years ago, after the Packers lost a hard-fought game here to Brett Favre and the Vikings, they went to Tampa and lost to a winless Tampa team. And you mentioned that some games take 2 weeks to get over. How did you prevent that from happening? Did you do anything differently this time around than that time back in 2009?
Well, I know personally I'm a lot more conscientious of it. I think that comes with the experience of being a head coach and the importance of turning that page. Because when you do have tough losses, you can't let them linger, and they hurt. I mean, it's a lot harder to get out of bed the next day. I know just getting off the plane from Seattle, coming straight in here at work at 5 o'clock. We had picketing going on outside Lambeau or Lombardi Avenue, and it's right outside my window, and I'm sitting there watching the Saints tape. You know, kind of chuckling. I had to turn the music up a little bit. So I mean, you have to find a way, whatever you have to do to turn
sure.
the page, because the National Football League, it's about the next opponent. It really is.
Mike, what can you say about the defense? I mean, everybody's going to look at Brees, 446 yards, but obviously he gets paid to play the game, and he's one of the elite quarterbacks in the league. And 2.4 yards per carry from Pierre Thomas, Mark Ingram, a couple of good running backs. So obviously the defense did the job at the end.
Well, it's very important to look at the statistics. I mean, the statistics definitely point you in the right direction. But if you look at the film, and that's what we do as a staff, we grade it. Every play is graded. We did some very good things, particularly on normal down and distance defensively. So I was very pleased about our win-loss percentage there. Where we made the mistakes was the big plays. We had too many big plays, and frankly, third down. I mean, we've been outstanding at third down leading up to that, particularly third and long. So they were able to hit some big third and longs on us. We can learn from it. We went with a different personnel grouping that we really liked during the course of the week. It was a short week. Maybe we didn't quite have that, quite where it needed to be as far as enough reps, the communication, all the things that go into that. So that didn't work out very well for us. But, the things that when we had a lineup and play, the adversity of plays, I thought our defense did a very good job. So it's definitely a game we can grow from. You got to stay true to the film. There's a lot of positive tape for our defense and for our players to learn from.
All right, Coach. Now, people don't do this in the second quarter of a preseason game, but you got fourth down in your own territory near your 17-yard line. It's only the second quarter, and you go on a fake punt. Now, what went into that decision? Tell us about that. That was awesome.
Well, it's something that starts in your preparation process and things you look at. Sean Slocum, he sets the plate, and he makes the calls as far as the way special teams go. But I make the deceptive calls. So. There's a certain part of the field that you're looking for, certain down and distance. They gave us the look that we were looking for, and John Kuhn and our guys did an excellent job converting it, too. And, John Kuhn, fourth and one.
You like your chances.
Yeah, I definitely liked our chances. I thought it was a smart It was a smart football play, you know, based on the look that they gave us, and our guys did a good job executing it.
Still takes a little bit of guts to call that play, though, Coach, in your own territory.
I'm just trying to build up enough, you know, enough credit maybe that if it doesn't work, you guys might let me off the hook.
Yeah, well, you know that'll never happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Mike, all right.
Mike, we talked last week about first points of the first quarter all year. Came in this game. And we talked last week about getting off to a quicker start. What did you attribute that to? Was there something you worked on during the week? Was it just the injuries in the preseason that you just couldn't quite get off to that good start? Or how do you look at it?
Frankly, probably not listening to you guys and not even thinking about it. I was not concerned about scoring points in the first quarter. Great confidence in our offense, the way our offense is designed, the way it's coached. It's built around making the quarterback successful. We're getting the running game. You know, the touches that they need, we're getting that going. So I thought this week our offense, that's what it's supposed to look like. That's what we've been preparing throughout the spring and training camp, and it's important for us to continue that.
Lance and I are just shocked you're not listening to us anymore, Coach. Stay tuned. We've got a special guest to listen to coming up. We had a big day at Lambeau Field against the Saints when we come back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. It's a pleasure to have with us one of the outstanding wide receivers of the National Football League, and certainly for the Green Bay Packers, James Jones, coming off a 5-catch, 2-touchdown day against New Orleans. Great to have you here, James.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
James, talk about it a little bit. Your role expanded this year here in the regular season. You've been very active in Aaron Rodgers' sights. How did that evolve?
You know, Aaron's always the guy that's going to throw it to the open guy. And my job is just to try to win on my route every time. And, you know, when I get an opportunity to make a play.
You know, having trust of your quarterback, that you'll run the right route, that type of thing. Talk about that dynamic in terms of the success of a wide receiver-passer combination.
Oh, I mean, that's huge. I mean, if he doesn't trust that you're going to be in the right spot, I mean, the percentage of you getting the ball is very slim, but you know, we do a lot of work in practice. He's on the same page with all the wide receivers, and you know, I'm sure he believes in all of us. And our motto is, you know, you never know when you're going to get it, so when you get it, you got to make a play.
You got to be ready. Mike McCarthy, talk about the development of this young man over the years. He's really stepped up to become a big part of your receiving game.
Well, definitely. James is such a great fit, and I've said it before. I've never been part of a team where all of our receivers can play every single position. So, you know, and James is a perfect example of that. He can play inside, he can play outside. You know, we can use him in the movement, and that's very important. And it fits just with what James is just talking about, that the quarterback throws to the open player. So we're able to interchange our receivers and just keep rolling different concepts. It's a real benefit to our passing game.
James, when you got here to Green Bay, I mean, what they look for a lot of times in this West Coast offense are physical, bigger receivers. You certainly look the part and play the part on the field. Did you feel like it was a good fit when you got here?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I came from a West Coast offense in college, so I was used to it. A lot of the plays were the same, so I was able to come out here and kind of learn the offense pretty good. But, yeah, I think it was a great fit. I'm just out there making the most of my chances and having fun, and, you know, good play calling, you know, in the West Coast offense by Coach McCarthy, and we score a lot of points.
You know, I got to ask you, Coach, when you put your receivers out there on the field and you've got them, they're so versatile because, I mean, you'll see Jennings in the slot, you'll see him wide, you'll see James move around a little bit. But are there certain favorite plays that you have for each guy in this offense?
I'll tell you what, well, what we really evolved to, and James can comment on this too, is staying with pretty standard concepts and giving Aaron the flexibility to change them at the line of scrimmage based on matchups, and it's really helped us. So if they choose to try to play James one-on-one, or if they go the other way, that Aaron has the ability to change that one particular route throughout all of our concepts, and it's been very good for us.
Absolutely. Well, Lance is standing by with some questions from the crowd. Lance, take it away.
All right. Thanks, Wayne. First up, we have Kyle, and he has a question for the coach.
Coach, we hear all the time in sports about players being in the zone, but has there ever been a game or games where, as a play caller, you felt like you were in the zone?
No, definitely. I mean, there's – now, you like to think as a play caller that you are in the zone, but to get in that zone, you need players like James Jones to be in the zone. So, but yes, definitely. There's times where you get going, you really feel like you have the number of the defensive coordinator as far as anticipating what he's going to call. And just really, I always talk about it in terms of when to push the envelope, when to pull back, the ability to try to run it when they think you're going to throw it and so forth. But, yes, I've been fortunate to have some of those games.
Next up, we have Bob, who has a question for James.
Hey, first off, James, I want to say thank you for helping to make our day yesterday, be a big part of that. Now, secondarily, your answer, by the way, if it's not the Packers, I think we can all forgive you, but as a young man, like most young men, you probably had dreams of playing on a team one day. What team was that?
Oh, man. I'm a California kid, so I was a big 49er fan growing up, so that was always my favorite team. Coming out of college, though, it really didn't matter where I went, though. I really didn't have a team that I wanted to get drafted to because I knew I didn't have no control over it. But growing up, I was a Niner fan.
You and Aaron Rodgers both.
Yeah.
And next up, we have to get the female perspective. It's Janie. Question for the coach.
Hi, Coach. Is there any one rule you would like to see changed?
Yeah. Well, how about more than one?
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is only a half an hour show, I think. I would say not one rule. I just think the way certain rules are defined and what happens in a competitive arena is there's an ability for the officials to dabble in the gray area and protect themselves based on what they called as opposed to just doing the right thing. I think sometimes when you have to write rules, you have to be so defined and so descriptive that sometimes common sense gets pushed to the side. And I understand why they do what they do, but, you know, we all make mistakes. It'd be nice to get them fixed right on the field instead of getting a letter on Monday saying, hey, you know, sorry about that. We didn't get that right. So,
all right, great questions and great answers. Next up, James Jones goes on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Second and 10. Snap to Rodgers. Rush on. Steps up. Extends the play. Rolling left. Trips up. Keeps his footing. Throws the left side of the end zone. James Jones left side of the end zone.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to go into the playbook with our wide receiver, James Jones. And, James, let's go back to the first quarter. You're about to have a really good day. And you're going to make something happen here as the Packers move in for their first score of the day. Let's take a look at it. It's first quarter, second and 10 at the New Orleans 12-yard line. Where are you in this play right now?
I am right here.
And this, what's your response? Where are you supposed to go from here?
My route is an arrow route. We call it an arrow route. So my job is to run straight in and hook up at about 5 yards.
Okay, let's roll it from here now and see what happens, because sometimes you have to come off the script, don't you? Mm-hmm. All right, we'll stop it right there. There you are in the
this
arrow route.
Right here in the
you're
arrow
right
route,
there.
About 5 yards.
But you're seeing this
so
play.
Once I see Aaron scrambling outside the pocket, our scramble drill rules apply. So what I do is he's scrambling this way, so my job is to get in his vision. So what I did is I broke my route off back out to the corner, trying to get in Aaron's vision.
And here's what happened next. You got into his vision. JerMichael Finley was right behind you, though, right?
Yeah, JerMichael was right behind me. I believe the ball was supposed to go to JerMichael, and I kind of stole one from him. So,
well, we were happy you did.
I told him I owed him one.
You know, and again, when you look at these things, we talk about so much planning goes into these plays. How often does this happen in a football game?
Oh, man, this happens probably about a good 7 times a game where Aaron, you know, makes a guy miss and gets outside the pocket, and our scramble rules apply, and we try to make a play down the field. So we're well prepared for it, and we do a good job when he gets out the pocket of getting in the vision of him.
So even when the play breaks down and you have to come off the script, you're still kind of on a script, aren't you? Because
yeah,
you've got rules.
Yeah, we still got some rules. You know, if you're the deep guy, you're probably going to come back to the quarterback. You know, if you're the guy, you know, that's kind of in front of Aaron, you're probably going to try to take it deep and, you know, try to get a big play. So we still got rules, but, you know, it's get open rules.
All right. Good job, James. Stay tuned. Coming up on the Mike McCarthy Show, we've got shout-outs just ahead. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time for the coach's favorite segment, Lance, shout-outs.
He loves it.
All right, he does.
Tells me every week.
Shout-out offensively. Yes, he does. Shout out offensively for the Green Bay Packers, the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. You know, he told me on Thursday, he said, I think, Wayne, this week we have a chance to be the offense. It's going to look like the offense, and it certainly did. 119 quarterback rating, or I should say passer rating, 319 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. He was outstanding. Maybe his best performance of the season thus far, Mike?
Definitely. It was definitely Aaron's best performance of the season. And I agree with what he said on Thursday. This was a chance to really get into a rhythm. The tempo was up where it needed to be, and he did a great job running it.
And just to follow up, we've had some questions about it. He came back in the game, but his eye, from what we understand, is fine?
Yes, Aaron's fine. I had a chance to visit with him after the game. He's fine.
All right. That's good to hear. Defensive shout-out of the week is Tremont Williams. Mike, once again, we've talked about this guy a couple of times on this show. 8 combined tackles, 3 passes defense, almost had an interception. He's doing a little bit of everything out there.
He's back. I mean, it's great to see him, you know, flying around. And he's a tremendous athlete. There's nothing that he can't do. If you see him work out in the weight room, I mean, he's such an impressive guy. So I'm just really happy for him. I think he's on course for a Pro Bowl season.
Unsung heroes. Well, plural this week, the offensive line bounced back nicely. You know, they gave up 8 sacks against Seattle, gave up some bad run plays in Seattle, even in the second half of that ball game. But they bounced back effectively, Mike. I thought the pass protection was excellent, and they opened up some effective holes, or at least gave Cedric Benson some reads on the ground game to make effective runs all day.
I thought our offensive line definitely controlled the line of scrimmage from the first play all the way through the last. I mean, Aaron had a pocket to step up into all day long. Cedric had some excellent looks. Really, the second-level blocking was very good. So it was clear, I thought, our best performance as an offensive line.
And the fans' choice, you can hit us up on Twitter at #McCarthyShow. This week, it is the play of the game, which was voted by the fans, and it is the James Jones ice the game, clinching catch. And when you look at that tape or look at that film, Mike, do you still wonder how he caught that ball being interfered with? It's pretty amazing.
I mean, it's a great catch by James, great concentration. I think it just really shows you the skill level that these guys have, their ball skills. And definitely James is one of our top guys. So big time catch and the most important play of the game.
And I know you like guys stepping up. Even though Greg Jennings bowed out at some point with the groin injury, James Jones had a big game just kind of filling the role.
No doubt about it. I mean, James Jones is chomping at the bit every chance, you know, that he gets to perform. It's really that whole wide receiver group. So they know that Aaron's going to throw it to the open player. And, you know, so when they get their opportunity, they take advantage of it.
All right, we come back with the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. That's coming up next, right here.
Wrapping things up this week on the Mike McCarthy Show, the Packers head to Indianapolis. Start of a 3-game road trip, Coach. Really quick, you had said in your tenure here, you can't recall 3 straight road games.
You're in charge of statistics. I don't think so.
Yeah, that's unusual.
Oh, it's very unusual. I mean, it's something that we're going to have to really deal with, you know, as far as the focus. But you know, a lot of our veteran players like to go on the road, so they like the challenge of playing on the road. I mean, we love Lambeau Field, don't get me wrong, but it's just the challenge of it going into somebody else's house and doing well. And we've been a good road team. But this will be a very important stretch for us.
Is it also a challenge, Mike, to play a team that you're not as familiar with? You've got the Colts, which you don't play, obviously, very often, and then Andrew Luck, a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, definitely, because you'd like to maybe play him really early or maybe play him really late, because if you play him real early, they're just getting started. They got a new staff, you know, rookie quarterback. You know, the unexpected is probably tilts towards you. You play them late, and now they've established themselves as a team. You kind of know what to expect, and now, you know, we're playing them, you know, 5 weeks out. They're just starting to establish their identity and so forth. But hey, anytime you go on the road, it's a challenge in this league.
And the coach of the Colts, Chuck Pagano,
yes,
was diagnosed with leukemia, a treatable form of leukemia. Mm-hmm. Your reflections on that? I mean, obviously, he's a comrade in arms with you.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's a, you know, the head coaching fraternity is small.
Sure.
I mean, it's 32 of them in the world. So, you know, anytime you see, you know, one of your guys go through something, that it definitely touches you, because at the end of the day, it's about family. Mm-hmm. And so, our prayers go out to Chuck and his family.
Absolutely. Offensive coordinator Bruce Arians will take over for the game. And then one other update, Mike, Greg Jennings had to obviously leave the game with a groin injury. What is his status at this point?
Well, Greg, we'll find out more Wednesday at practice. So we're going to have to go back, you know, to the starting line a little bit as far as his injury and take him through the rehab part of it, because, you know, this is something that's probably – it's not in his best interest to keep going back and forth like this. So we need to get Greg healthy.
All right, Coach. Well, listen, congratulations on the win over New Orleans. Good luck on the road at Indianapolis. And that'll do it for this week's edition of the Mike McCarthy Show. We'll talk to you next week. Same time, same station.